Eureka, The Unfinished Revolution. Written by Peter Fitzsimons and read by Robert Meldrum. In the time before Australia was Australia, all that we now see before us of our brown and pleasant land consisted of fragments of solidified crust, colliding and crumpling. Molten rock was hurled out across the constantly changing land surface, even as huge jets of steam burst forth into the atmosphere. In the bowels of the earth, at extremely high temperatures, the most desirable element of all was dissolved in saline waters. Gold. These waters, too, compressed to turn into steam, also shot upwards, ever upwards to the surface. Ever and always that water streamed, screamed, along the path of least resistance, through whatever cracks, fissures, and fault lines lay before it. And then, when the conditions were just right, in certain very rare and scattered parts of Australia, as the water cooled or indeed turned into steam, the dissolved gold was deposited as veins in the surrounding rock, such as quartz and slate. These veins could in turn be broken down by water, by ice, by geological and chemical processes, and by erosion over hundreds of millions of years, which could reduce whole thrusting mountains of rock into shattered, scattered fragments. Frequently, the gold released from the veins settled as small specks in streams, mixing with sand and other mineral deposits. Sometimes it was left as whole nuggets just on or near the surface. In many places, ancient streams thick with such nuggets were later buried beneath brief volcanic outflows. And as the land continued to weather and change once more to cover those original streams, the gold was again buried deep beneath the surface of rich alluvial soil. In one particular spot, in the southeast corner of that emerging continent to be called Australia, the gold was laid thickly in a tight crisscross of streams on, around, and beneath a curiously elongated, dome-like hill. And there the gold lay for eons, as plant life slowly began to appear, followed eventually by animals, birds, insects, fish, and finally, people, as the land we know as Australia did indeed become exactly that.